The New Testament scripture reading is taken from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 17. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. Heed and love God's word.
Our guest preacher this morning is Dr. Bruce H. Wall from the Boston area, and works both at the Bruce Wall Ministries and as a first assistant clerk of the magistrate in the juvenile court. He holds several hats. Those are just two of them. We have often in the past been very delighted to have Dr. Michael Haynes as a summer guest preacher, and Bruce and others are carrying on Dr. Haynes' tradition of being a radical force for Jesus Christ in their communities. We're very pleased to have him here, and I invite you to give him your attention as a servant of God to bring the word to us. Bruce, come and speak.
Let us pray. Father, I pray that you will continue to walk through this service and touch our lives. Thank you for the reading of the word, and thank you, Lord, for the music, and thank you for all that's been done to help us to worship, to focus our attention on you. Bless the proclamation of the word. May your word go forth and touch us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I bring you greetings from my wife, Karen, and my two sons, Aaron and Jeremy, and the entire fellowship at the New Life Evangelical Christian Center in Dorchester. And while I was sitting with you, I was clicking the time away, trying to figure out, what are they doing at my church? What are they doing at my church? It's a blessing to be with you. And we're involved in the planting of a church, a new church, in the Dorchester section of the city of Boston. And it's a church that focuses on young people, a young congregation filled with a whole lot of junior high and senior high children. I'm excited about the challenge. But God has been speaking to me. And God has been saying to me over the 3 years that we've been involved in this new ministry since I left 12th Baptist Church and was commissioned out to be a missionary to children and their parents in Boston. God has been saying to me, Bruce, stay in the vine. You cannot be about the business of planting a church if you're not in the vine. Bruce, stay faithful to the word. You cannot call people to Christ and see them respond to that call if you do not stay in the vine, if you do not stay in me. And I want to share with you this morning from the theme, staying on the vine. I want to encourage you this morning. Stay on the vine. I gave my life to Christ when I was 18 years young, and I'm 43 years young today. And when I gave my life to Christ, I was a rebellious teenager in the city of Boston trying to find my way. Michael Haynes, the pastor of 12th Baptist Church, came into the street, and he rescued me from a fate that could have landed me on the other side of the bench at juvenile court, not as a magistrate, but before the bar. And I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ when I was 18. And when I was 1 year in Christ, I was excited about it. I was excited about having Jesus live in my life. But being 1 year old in Christ, I struggled with understanding what it meant for me as an African American in the Bury, in Roxbury, to give his life over to the Lord. What did it mean? Satan had influenced my life for 18 years. I was 1 year old in Christ. I tried to make sense out of this new life. And then when I became 5 years old in Christ, I thought I was standing strong in the Lord. But although 5 years old in Christ, I still had 18 years in the world. 18 years of the enemy dominating my life. 1 John 5:19 says that this whole world is under the influence of the evil one. 18 years old, being under the influence of the evil one. And then thank God that today I'm 25 years in Christ. And 18 years the enemy had influence. 25 years, Satan, get away from me. I'm standing and I'm maturing in my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't know about you this morning, but I'm going to stay in the vine. Many of us can go through all kinds of periods of discouragement. Many of us go through periods of discouragement for all kinds of reasons. Maybe we're not reading the Word. We're not taking the Word and daily taking a shower with the Word, cleaning our minds and our hearts. Maybe we're not being faithful in prayer. Maybe we're not seeing God move in the way that we would have God move. But I want to encourage you. I want you to turn to Romans, if you will, chapter 8. I can't tell you the page. We have different Bibles. But Romans chapter 8. And in Romans chapter 8, there's an admonition for us. And it talks to us about remaining faithful, as I encourage you this morning. Romans 8, it's verse number 31. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? I want to say the who again. I'm going to speed it along, but I got to go back on who. Who shall be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us, thank you, Lord, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things graciously? In verse number 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? The enemy wants to. Shall trouble, shall hardship, shall translating the word in different foreign countries, being away from friends. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Famine, nakedness, or danger, or sword? I was at a certain place a number of months ago. I was working with a group of young people through two rival gangs in the same room at the same time. And what happens is that I could just sense demonic spirits in the place. And the two gangs went to war. While they were going to war, I saw one teenager standing on a pool table. He was trying to figure out who he was going to pounce on and destroy. And I said, Lord, forgive me. I want to turn the other cheek, but tonight I've got to get involved in this. And I grabbed that teenager and pulled him off of the pool table. I was going to reprimand him. I was on his turf, in his place. What shall separate us? From out of nowhere, a hand smacked me up against my jaw. I fell up against the wall. I picked myself up and I leaned on the pool table and I said, Lord, I'm 43 years old. I can have a heart attack and all of this stuff. 43. And then from out of nowhere, the Boston police came in with the nightsticks out, and they were trying to quell the little riot. And I saw a young man, the stick went across his face. He began to bleed. It wasn't a teenager, it was an adult, because we're all dressed like the kids are. And then it spilled out into the street. I drove home. I was discouraged. I said, Lord, what am I doing here? Is this really where you want me? I want to stay in my relationship with you. I want you to lead me. I want to be where you want me to be. I want to remain faithful. But Lord... Then I heard J. Vernon McGee on the radio. J. Vernon McGee was talking about his friend who is in some country where just to open the Word of God, just to go to a church, if you're found going to church, your life is on the line. I crawled into my house. I didn't want to tell my wife what had happened because I knew that if I had told her what had happened, she would have said, she may have said, not his will, but my will tonight. You're not going back there. But I said, J. Vernon McGee, if your friend can go all the way to that country, be inoculated 10 times, learn a new language, raise $10,000 and go, then I can stay where you have assigned me. I want to be faithful and remain on the vine, but we go through periods of discouragement. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate me from the love of God. Amen. Amen. And in Philippians, didn't know you shouted it like that. Philippians chapter 3, if you'll turn with me. In Philippians chapter 3, there's another admonition for us to be encouraged today. Philippians 3, looking at verse number 12. We're planting a new church at a skating rink, and there are periods when I go through periods of downs. We're trying to help some young people that the enemy through society has damaged. Sometimes I get down. It's good to come in and sing some old hymns of the church and be encouraged this morning at Park Street. We sing hymns that sort of relate to the children. So I was sitting here basking in all this liturgy and all this high church. It's exciting today. Verse 12, not that I have already obtained. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Not that I have already obtained all this, Paul is speaking, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, I forget what's behind me, and I'm pressing onward toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenly in Christ Jesus. We have been called to serve the Lord until he calls us home. I want to be faithful from age 43 to age 44 to whatever age God is going to allow me to remain here. I want to remain faithful. And so look with me at the book of John as we look at the text for today. It talks about remaining in the vine. Do you know that song that they sing in junior church? The Lord is mine and I am his. His banner over me is. The Lord is mine and I am his. His banner over me is. The Lord is mine and I am his. His banner over me is. His banner over me. Jesus is the vine. That's the song. John chapter 15. The book of John is really exciting. Chapter 15, in verse 1, the entire chapter talks about Jesus being the vine and we are the branches. I know my place. I know my place in my relationship with the Lord. And John is exciting, not just this chapter, but the book of John is exciting, especially chapter 1 when we talk about the incarnation of the Word. We talk in chapter 14, Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. John 16, Jesus, there's a discussion about the Holy Spirit, and then John 17, the high priestly prayer. But today, on chapter 15, we're admonished to stay on the vine. Jesus said, I am the vine, and my Father is the gardener. Verse 2, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he trims clean. How does it feel when the Lord sends you through the trimming process? There are times when I know that I must go through the trimming process. Many times in the ministry with a darling wife that I have, God uses her many times to let me know that you need to submit to some trimming because the direction that you're going in, based on what I read in the Word and based, Bruce, on your attitude sometimes, I believe you're going in your direction. God uses people close to me and his word to help to trim me. But I don't mind being trimmed. I don't mind God taking me as a branch and wanting to use me and shape me for his uses because I want him to use me. This is not my plan, but his plan. And God will prune us and shape us and fix us up so that he can use us. But sometimes it's a painful process. Well, every branch that does not bear fruit, he trims clean. When was the last time you experienced the trimming? You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you, Jesus says. And our first thought, remain in me, verse 4. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. I'm encouraging young people to come to know the Lord. And I'm encouraging them to not only come to know the Lord, I want to take young people from the streets. I want to go to the streets, reach them on the corners, bring them into some koinonia, into a fellowship, and encourage them to go back with the gospel, not with their blackness, not with their hip-hop rapping language, but with the gospel, and share it with simplicity. I want my kids to bear fruit. But the Bible says that we need to remain in our relationship with the Lord. And the enemy wants to move some of us on that wide road. The enemy wants to discourage us, whether we be in academia or an academic world, whether we're the president of a CEO and the business is in trouble, whether we have relatives in another country and we're concerned about them. We can become discouraged and want to do things our own way. Sometimes we can walk out of God's plan. But Jesus says today in verse 4, remain in me. Remain in me. If you remain in me, I'm going to remain in you. Thank you, Lord. I need that this morning. I need to know, Lord, that you're going to be faithful to me. You died on the cross for me. You've got a plan for my life. You're using me, Lord. I want to remain in you because I want your will to be done through my life. Amen. Then in verse number five, I am the vine, Jesus says, and you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear what kind of fruit? Good fruit, much fruit. That's what we should be doing. That's what this church is doing all over the world. I hope that we can do it together in Dorchester and Roxbury too. But good fruit, bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. How do we reach this new Jack generation? How do we take the gospel to these young people and these adults? We've got a group of young folk in Boston. They call themselves the 5% Nation of Islam. They teach young people that there is no absolute authority. There is no God outside of themselves. That in essence, they are God. So anything that they want to do is right by how they want to do it. If you want to kill, if you want to rob, if you want to steal, if you want to destroy, you take that heresy and teach it to depressed young people, you'll have anarchy. We've got to find a way to make fruit, bear fruit, take the gospel to young people whose minds are being destroyed by the enemy. Amen. And in verse number 6, it reads, if anyone does not remain in me, that person is just like a branch that is thrown away and it withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into a fire and burnt. Well, we have the hope of eternal life in our salvation. That doesn't mean that if you're not faithful, if you struggle, if you fall down, it doesn't mean that you're gonna be pushed aside and you're going to burn. It only means that you don't have the protection. You don't have the blessings that come from Almighty God. And what I'd like to do is to challenge you and challenge myself to not only remain in the Lord, but to realize that if I find myself walking outside of his plan, be careful, Bruce. The enemy wants to destroy your witness and destroy your walk. And the enemy wants to make you think that you're all alone. The enemy wants to make those who have stumbled and fallen make you think that the way you fell down, you can't get back up. But I want to encourage you. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins to God, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. If you've stumbled and you've fallen, don't be left on the side. Get back up. Move back into your intimate relationship with the Lord. Begin to communicate with him because he wants to use you. Verse number 7. It says that if you remain in me and my words remain in you. I've got young people. We had a conference. We just came back from a conference in Atlanta. It was a youth conference, an international youth conference. It was African-American centered with African-Americans from all over the world. And our focus was to bring African-Americans from the churches, church young people from all over the world and to try to help them to understand the generation that they've got to go to. We struggled with that because many of the young people that we're dealing with in the churches do not remain in the Word. They don't spend a lot of time reading the Word, memorizing the Scripture, so they'll have some biblical defense when the enemy comes up against their lives. And the Scripture says that if you remain in me, and what remains in you? My words remain in you. Ask for whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. We've got to share with young people that asking for whatever you wish doesn't necessarily mean asking for what you want. If we have a relationship with God, and if we're in a close relationship with Him, as we ask and as we breathe out, we're breathing out and we're asking kind of what it is that's in our heart. And if our hearts are right with the Lord, we find ourselves asking for those kinds of things, things that will help us, things that will help others in the ministry. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. And this is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit. Coming down to Park Street Church this morning, I ran to the Schaefer roller skating rink where our church is. Our church is on a roller skating rink floor. No, we do not roller skate on Sunday and preach the Bible at young people. We don't do that. Sometimes I'm preaching with my sneakers on and my dungarees and my sweatshirt, trying to help these young people to feel relaxed. And you should have seen them come in this morning. I tried to get the high school class ready. We tried to get the junior high ready so I could come here. It's important on Sunday mornings, with us especially, to teach these young people the Word. And it's exciting to hear teenagers learning the Word at a roller skating rink and learning how to rap the verses. The words remaining in them. Verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. It's good for me to know that when the enemy attacks my relationship with me and my wife, it's good to know that my wife and I can rest in our relationship with the Lord and everything is going to be all right. I have two sons. African-American children in this society, especially in the inner cities, are endangered species. And I have a responsibility to raise my son up as I'm trying to reach all these other young people. I'm trying to learn how to love my child the way that Christ loves me. I'm trying to reach out to my son. I'm trying to make him feel very important. And at age 3 and a half, he's already saying, Jesus is living in my heart. At age 3 and a half, because my wife and I are struggling to love him the right way and to remain in the Lord, we had a retirement party for my mother-in-law, and my son last night was laying hands on my mother-in-law and praying for her. Verse 12, my command is this, that you love each other as I have loved you. We're trying to create a fellowship as you have at Park Street Church, a fellowship with people, with saints of God, with the body of Christ, teenagers, adolescents, young adults, senior citizens, whatever else is in between all of that, where we learn how to love each other so that when people come into our fellowship, they feel the love and they experience that love. If we're going to remain in the vine, if we're going to remain in the Word, we also need to learn how to love each other. But the last thought is on verse number 16. It lands on verse number 16. This is exciting to know. That when I was a rebellious teenager in Boston, before I knew about the Word, before I became a branch, it's nice to know you did not choose me. I did not choose God in all my wisdom. That was not my plan. My plan was to be a member of the Black Panther Party during the 60s or the Republic of New Africa, to be rebellious. But God reached down his hand for me, and he chose me. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Bruce, I chose you to do what? I chose you to bear fruit. Bruce, go and bear fruit. You're not supposed to run for office. I want you to bear fruit. You're not supposed to continue to serve on the mayor's nominating committee if it takes you away from the ministry. I've called you to bear fruit. You're not to stay in the streets and yell until the sun comes down and try to fix all the ills, because I have chosen you. I have a plan for you. I've chose you to bear fruit. But not only fruit, we want fruit that will last. I want teenagers and their parents to stay alive in Christ. Love to have some missionaries from Park Street Church to come with us and to help be mentors for young people and their parents, to help us to go into the schools with these young people and to call them to a relationship with Christ and teach them how to be branches. Fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my commandment, that you should love each other. We have been called by the Lord to remain in our relationship with him. Come what may, come whatever pain, come whatever academic success or failure, come whatever situations in our lives, remain in me. Everyone say, remain in me. Amen. We've been challenged and called by the Lord to ask for whatever we wish. Ask for whatever we wish. And if our lives are in harmony with the Lord as we ask, we'll be asking for those things that God wants to move through our lives anyway. And the last thought, we did not choose him. He chose us. It's time for some of us to move back in the center of God's plan for our lives. That's the safest place for us to be. Back in the center of God's plan for our lives so that he can use us. Will you bow your heads and pray with me? Thank you, Jesus, that you said that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And no man, woman, boy, or girl could have a relationship with God until they first had a relationship with you. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you for that truth. God, right now I pray for these brothers and sisters in this church in downtown Boston. God, I want to encourage them. I want to encourage them to remain in their relationship with you. And some this morning might be going through a period of discouragement for whatever reason. The enemy may have attacked their lives or their family's life or something around their life, and they might be going through a period of discouragement. Father, I pray that you will touch them. And oh God, I pray for a Christian today who's thinking in terms of walking away from that relationship with you. They no longer want to be a branch that's attached to you. They're just a withering and falling off. God, I pray that you will use someone today to reach out to that person and encourage them to remain a part of the vine. Rescue them in Jesus' name. God, there's someone here today who really doesn't know you, who doesn't understand what it means to remain on the vine, who doesn't understand what it means to ask in your name, who doesn't understand what it means to bear fruit. God, I pray that you would help that brother or sister to make a decision today to give their lives over to you, to ask you to live in their life. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens that door, I will come in and have fellowship. God is speaking to us today. Remain in the vine. Stay in the vine. Stay in fellowship. Stay in prayer. Stay in the word. Let God have his way in your life. In Jesus' name, amen.